First of all, Brian, let's talk about how you're doing. You had some off-season knee surgery. How is the rehab coming along?
So far, so good, Rich. You know, it's I got a little bit later start on it. It was about a week before Christmas, but they do a great job down there at Boston, and Andrew Freiberg did the surgery, and about a little over a month rehab, and it's so far so good.
It's been a busy offseason for your Red Sox. Dave Dombrowski getting some things done early on. Of course, you add Tyler Thornburg in the bullpen, Mitch Moreland to give you a little first base depth, and then that big left-hander in Chris Sale. Got to be exciting to see some of those new guys coming aboard.
Well, it's very exciting, and, you know, on paper, Dave has certainly made us a lot better. But the one thing is you get into spring training and you get going the start of the season, there's still a lot of work to be done. So I'm looking forward to spring training where we can get all these new guys acclimated and get some of our older guys. And when I say older, a lot of them are young position players that now have some big league experience under their belt. Just looking forward to get those guys together and create that culture and get that identity of being a all-around real good team in the American League East.
Is it going to be strange for you to walk around down there at the fort and not see David Ortiz in uniform?
Yeah, it is. You know, you have great respect for David when you're wearing the other uniform, but when you become a teammate of his, like I've been blessed since 2013, you realize there's so much more to the man, and he's an unbelievable clubhouse presence. He's very respectful to the manager and the coaches, and he's respectful to everybody, and he's a guy that we all gravitated to, and he's going to be sorely missed.
As we look around at the team and the offensive starting lineup, let's go back a little bit to last year. And there were some concerns from a lot of people about Hanley Ramirez and the move to first base. I can't imagine that you could have envisioned it working out any better than it did. Were you pleasantly surprised by how hard Hanley worked at that job last year?
I think all of us were very pleased with Hanley. He came into spring training very determined to carry his end of the bargain offensively as well as defensively. And he worked his tail off during spring training. And, you know, he's a very good athlete. And I think the move back to the infield where he had been used to and acclimated to being an infielder was an easier transition for him than moving from shortstop to left field. It was something that we had overlooked. And we were glad to have him back in the infield. And he did a great job right from Jump Street. And he had the other infielders in the infield, very confident throwing the ball over to him.
Now, obviously a lot of people looking at third base this year. Certainly the pictures that we've seen of Pablo Sandoval, he looks great, seems to be in tremendous shape. And this is a guy who has been a very, very good player in the past, and especially a good defensive player. And I guess maybe the most encouraging thing is his mindset. And he seems to acknowledge that that he perhaps didn't work as hard as he could have, but wants to right that this year.
He sure does, Rich. You know, it's we saw him in September when we went in to play the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. He drove down to Tampa from Fort Myers where he had been working with the kids. And there were rave reviews coming from that camp about the way he treated the youngsters and the type of work he was putting in. And it was obvious. And the short period of time that he was in Tampa where we got a chance to work him, like you said, his body has taken a completely different shape. And he had done some things defensively that he needed to work on that he had, we felt like he had made leaps and bounds strides. So that was exciting when we saw him last September. And we're looking forward to seeing more. And Pablo is a great kid. And we're all going to be cheering for him. There's still an open competition at third base, but we feel like he's going to be ready to meet that challenge and make us a better club.
We're talking to Brian Butterfield here on Downtown. You've been around the game a long time, Brian. Have you ever seen a trio of young guys with the ability and the upside that you get in Mookie Betts, Xander Bogaerts, and Andrew Benintendi?
Well, they sure were good. They're awful good last year, and we're extremely excited about those guys. You know, they're a little bit ahead of the curve as far as the mental part of it. To be able to come into this league and into this division with that tough a schedule and be able to do the things that they do is really exceptional. But something about this league, people start figuring players out with all the video and with the studies and the good coaching around the league. It's going to be a challenge for those guys to meet that competition this year. So they know that, and as a coaching staff, we know that. So We just got to keep them grounded, and we feel confident that they will stay grounded. They will come into camp. We know that they've been working hard, and the key to being a great player in this league is duplicating that success and just continuing on year after year.
Is the plan to get Benintendi up a little higher in the batting order this season?
Well, I've heard that John's talking about moving him up to that two-hole. He certainly is a viable candidate for any of the spots up in the top of the lineup, and he's a kid that is, I told my wife the other night, because she was looking at him saying, boy, he looks like he's 14 years old. I said, this guy is cool as a cucumber. So I think he's going to be ready for any of the challenges that are put in front of him offensively and defensively, and we're really excited about the future of Andrew Benintendi.
Who do you expect to emerge from this group of catchers that you've got, Brian?
Great question, Rich. And, you know, it's a comfortable position to be in because everybody has their own unique set of skills, and we feel like Vasquez is a guy that is the best of the three defensively, but he's made great strides offensively. He just needs those reps at the big league level where he gets comfortable. We're very excited about him. Sandy Leon was above and beyond what we expected. We didn't know that we would get that type of offensive production. And, you know, the thing that Sandy brings is high intelligence, a great clubhouse presence, and he really handles the pitching staff extremely well. And all of our pitchers really like throwing to him. And Blake Swihart is the other guy who we still love. Blake, there are a number of things he can do. He can really run. He's tremendously athletic. He's improving as a catcher. We knew that when we put him into the lead role as a catcher that he still had a long ways to go defensively, but he's the type of guy that's going to work to become a plus defender behind the plate. So we're excited about all three, and that open competition just makes us better.
Anybody who thought that Dustin Pedroia had turned the corner and was on the downside of his career got a rude awakening last year. It would seem from a distance to be a coach's dream to have a guy who works as hard as Pedroia around.
He's unbelievable, and any time any of us start doubting something that Dustin might be able to do, that's when we know that we pull up wrong. You know, so he's a great leader in the clubhouse. He is on board with everything that we try to do, and he echoes it all the time. So during spring training, when you're trying to get the tedious things done to make your club better, Dustin's standing front and center saying, yeah, let's do it, boys. So he's a guy that you love having around. The young players really learn from him, and the older players just love him and gravitate to him.
Now, you can't possibly replace Big Poppy and everything he brings to the game every day, but you do need to get some of that offense back. Mitch Moreland is a guy who's had a great power bat and good to have that left-hander in there. Where do you see the rest of that offense coming from that Big Poppy provided last season?
Well, we're hopeful that, you know, we get that offense from all three outfield spots. You know, a lot of people were saying after the years that Mookie had and Jackie had and even Andrew that it's going to be tough to duplicate, but we kind of think otherwise. We think that these guys are just scratching the surface. We know that they're working hard to become better players, so we're hopeful to get somewhere close to what they did offensively last year. You know, you mentioned Mitch Moreland. He's a guy that we've always liked watching him over there with the Texas Rangers. He's going to really improve us defensively at first base, and we agree with you. He's a power bat that we're thinking maybe a change of scenery, we'll get even more offense from him. We're going to try to let him know that we love him, and we're hopeful to get a lot more offense that he's put forth so far in his career, and that's been fairly substantial anyway. So, you know, we feel like all of the guys are going to come back and have good offensive years. Bogaerts is just scratching the surface as far as his power numbers go. I think that as he gets older in this league and just through repetition and a lot of experience, his power number should increase. And that happens with a lot of players. If they're late 20s, where that power is a little bit latent, but when it gets there, it's a lot and it's very productive.
Brian, I have to ask you about this. One of our listeners shared a photo with me, something he found in the Asa Adams School trophy case. I did not know that you were a one-time elementary school foul shooting champion.
That's tremendous. That is tremendous.
And apparently,
yes, it was. I got lucky. I got lucky one year.
And your sister was pretty good too, it looked like.
Was she on there?
I think she was. Yeah.
Oh my goodness! I know both. You know, I got the raw end of the deal. I always say that Sherry and Valerie, my two sisters, got more the more athletic genes, And, you know, they got the strength and the speed, everything, the power. And I was number three on the depth chart. So they were awful good, that's for sure. And I enjoyed growing up with them.
Let's get to the really important thing on your agenda right now. 1 week from Sunday, Patriots in that Super Bowl. Is this a lock for the Pats?
I never go in too confident. This is an outstanding team they're playing. You know, it seemed on TV that, especially during the playoffs, this Atlanta team plays at a little bit different speed than everybody else. But I'm just so impressed by everything that the Patriots do every year. It was amazing. We went down to Foxborough and saw the game against the Seahawks that they lost. That was their only loss with Brady, and it was a time of transition. They had just gotten rid of Jamie Collins, and it was amazing to watch that defense grow and watch the offense just start churning it out when they needed it in the playoffs. They're just so fun. They're the benchmark for all organizations in all of sports.
Now, do you get to stay home and watch the game before you head down to Florida?
Absolutely. We should have a pretty good-sized crew here. We have some guidelines that you got to stick to or you get kicked out of the house. So everybody comes in, and they cheer for the Patriots, and they have a good time. But there's no bad-mouthing the Pats or contradicting anything that they do.
Now, Brian, we also got to make sure we get you to be down at Fenway November 11th when Maine Black Bear football is playing down there.
We'll be there, Rich. We're definitely going to be there. We're excited about that. I looked at my University of Michigan schedule, and they don't play Ohio State until after Thanksgiving. We're going to definitely be at Fenway to watch the Black Bears. We love the Black Bears.
Fantastic. Hey, Brian, it's always great talking to you. Thanks for checking in with us. Good luck on the continued recovery with that knee. We look forward to another great year of Red Sox baseball.
Thanks so much, Rich. Always great talking to you.